Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this amazing journey. We thank you for the incredible journey that you've placed us upon. And as we ascend into the throne of grace, and we pass through the living doorway, the glory that stands between the pillars, we step into the realm of your glory. We step our feet upon the carpet of red. For today we are washed in the everlasting covenant, the blood. Today we are justified. Today we are abundantly pardoned, freely justified by faith. We walk upon the glorious carpet of red, washed. With every step we take, cleansed. With every step we take, cleansing the mind, the heart, the body, the emotional faculty. Today we approach your throne, the golden throne of grace, with a golden glory that surrounds as we surrender the eye of our heart to you. Corporately, we surrender our corporate eye. Today, Lord, I ask for the circumcision from the Poneris. Circumcision from toil, works, labor, distraction. You circumcision from the cords of the earth, the trials of the earth. We lay it all down today. We surrender the will, our will to follow you. All the way to the table of demonstration. All the way to the outpouring of the seven spirits of God. All the way to the finish line. You stand with us here. You stand with us in the finish line. You will not abandon us. You will not abandon your word. You are with us and you are for us. And today we receive the excellent grace that proceedeth from you. We receive strength, light, help, mercy, an abundance of grace, the overshadowing. Today we step down into the Jordan, past the ankles, wade out, past the knees, wading out, past the loins, wading out, past the chest, waters that have gone over our head. We come into the deep with you to present all that is old, the world and its systems, the trials, the storms, the distractions. Today we surrender all of it in the recognition. All that is old is dead. All that lieth behind us is surrendered. All of it is fully surrendered. Today, we see and acknowledge the two-edged sword in your hand, circumcising the old, circumcising the old man, circumcising this day, cutting away of distraction, toil, labor. Cutting away, removing the chaff, removing. We recognize these waters roll back to Adam. We recognize these waters roll back to Egypt. Roll away the reproach of the storms. Roll away the reproach of the enemy. Roll away the reproach of the brethren. Roll away all the reproach. Roll away, we loose ourselves from the cords, the chains, and the ties that bind. Roll away the darkness and the distraction, the veils, we surrender them today. Every veil, we surrender. Every discouragement, we surrender. All discouragement, We surrender hope that's been deferred. We let go of it. We release it. We release all that is old. We relinquish. Strip it away, Lord. Make us brand new. We stand before you as a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things become new. Separating all that is old. Separating all. Every cord, chain, and tie that binds, we loose today. Some of you feel that loosing. We release it today. We loose it today. We break every chain. We break every cord. Today we give you the eye of our heart to circumcise our vision. Circumcise. Today we loose it all. We shut this chest called past. We shut this chest called the old man. We send it on down the Dead Sea. As you separate our iniquity as far as the east is from the west, I decree the separation of old things, the separation of former things, the separation of former identity, the separation of the wilderness, the separation of deferred hope, the separation. I will not wear discouragement. Today we take the wings of the great eagle that's with us always. As you lift us up into the realm, you lift us into the throne of grace. And today you overshadow us in the glory. Today you openeth the train of your robe to us, the glorious train of your robe. You openeth. We step into the realm of your righteousness. We step in to the realm of your strength. We step in. Some of you'll see that brilliant light. The realm of the glory. We step into the standing that you've given us freely. We are found in you. We abandon our own strength. We abandon our own way. We abandon our own will. We abandon our own righteousness to be found in something so far greater. Clothed in you, found in you. In you we live, in you we move, in you. Some of you are going to feel that big, thick, white robe coming around you. Some of you will see it as a cylinder of white glory that's surrounding you. Some of you are feeling encompassed and surrounded as the crown of righteousness is being set upon your head. The crown of his standing. Today you present us faultless, without blame. All accusation against us is severed and broken. Every mouth that's against us, severed and broken. Today we present our rear guard to you. You're the glory of our rear guard. We surrender all protection mechanisms of our own. We ask you to lay your armor thick upon us. Every dart, every arrow, every sword being loosed from us. As you lay the armor of your glory upon us. As you lay the armor of your righteousness upon us. We are clothed in the glory of your righteousness. We are clothed and we are without blame. We stand justified today. No condemning sentence. Every condemning sentence has been broken, severed, and loosed. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Lord, thank you. I am this day justified. I am this day abundantly pardoned. I am this day without fault, without blame. I stand in you, Lord. Today we take the wings of the great eagle up into the realm of the Father of lights, up into the realm of the glory, where, Father, you have life, eternal life emanating out, and you've given the Son to have life. And Lord, you stand as the restored tree of life, emanating grace emanating glory. Today we step into the realm of the tree of life. We step into the realm of grace. We step into the realm of your glory. We step into the realm of the strength and the might that's emanating from you. Glory and grace emanating from you. Life and light emanating from you. Freedom and liberty emanating from you. Joy and pleasure emanating from you. Wisdom and discernment emanating from you. We step into the eternal wellspring of life, the tree of life. Today we are partakers of the heavenly calling. Today we are partakers of the grace. We see the leaves of the tree full of the glory. They're white, though they're green. The medicine of the nation is full. As you wrap the tree around us, the leaves of the tree, and the administration of these leaves, and the administration of the medicine of the nations flowing right out of you, the divine life flowing into our body, flowing upon our forehead, flowing upon our countenance. We decree the restoration of sight. We decree the restoration of countenance. As you renew our youth like the eagle, you lift all the veil of aging. We present the body freed from the law of sin and death. I decree formally the law of sin and death has been severed from our body. The umbilical cord has been severed. This body is a purchased possession. And today you quickeneth it with light. You quickeneth it with life. You quicken it with the healing medicine of the nation, flowing into the heart, flowing into the lungs, flowing into the digestive system, flowing into the central nervous system, flowing into the immune system, flowing down the spinal column. I command our backs, our spinal column, the disc and the ligaments to straighten this day. I command all infirmity and pain to be loosed from our body this day. Infirmity be thou loosed. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of our body. We are covered in the medicine of the nations. We are covered in glory. I command this body to come in the alignment is the dew of youth is now releasing throughout our body. Releasing, distributing the life through our body, through our heart. As I hold the leaves in the midst of my heart, grant us a blood transfusion. The life that is in your blood move through our blood. Grant all of our body to become inundated with life, moving the life into the cellular level of our body, cleansing the blood, cleansing the arteries, cleansing the blockages, moving life, every dead cell, whithersoever this river floweth, let it become alive. I speak life to this body now. I speak resurrection life. This day, let the glory, the grace, quicken us. Father, we approach you. Let me step in to your awesome glory. We step in to your light. I thank you for all of your love towards us. I thank you, you love us with an everlasting love. I thank you. There's no judgment with you, Father. You don't stand finding fault. You love us. You love us with an everlasting love. Your mercy endures forever, much less the lifetime, much less a season we're in. Your mercy endureth forever. It endureth with us. Mercy and love overshadowing us in grace and in glory We've been translated out from the darkness into your marvelous light. Oh, Father, clothe us in the marvelous, glorious light. Some of you are feeling that freedom moving through your body right now, moving through your spirit, the regeneration of life, moving into your spirit, the quickening, the Father of lights, the Father of lights, every good gift moving, emanating from you. Father, we run to you. We run into the light. We run into the favor. We run into the glory, into the marvelous light. We run into you, Father. The perfection, every good gift and perfect gifts emanating. Clothe us in the perfection of your love, the perfection of your grace, the perfection of your glory, the perfection of your light, the perfection of your beauty. I am surrounded in strength today, Father. I feel brand new strength. Nothing up here is like it is in the earth. It's all fresh. You anointeth our head with fresh oil. You anointeth us with life-giving grace, quickening us. Quicken the mind, quicken the body, quicken the strength, quicken our heart, quickeneth us. Woo! I feel renewed. You reneweth our youth like the eagle. You reneweth the vision. Father, I hold this constitution to you. You asked one thing of us, for the upper room inheritance. You asked one thing, to keep your words, to not let go. I did not know how difficult that would be, but here it's easy. We present this constitution. I'm asking you to let it breathe again in the heart of the intercessors. I'm asking you to let it live again in the hearts of the leaders of this house. I'm asking you to set a flame again, to circumcise the eye of our heart, to circumcise us from the storms, to circumcise the distractions, to circumcise the weaknesses that cometh out, and flood us again with light, flood us again with strength, flood us again with resolve, determination, focused determination, light that causes us to see, light that causes us to live again. Father of lights, grant us this gift today. Renew the house with light, renew the house with grace. I don't have to live in my own strength anymore. I can live with the strength that cometh from this realm. As we begin our ascent into the realm of joint heirs, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for all of your mercies and all your grace that you've shown to us. Thank you for believing in us, even when we did not believe in our own self. Thank you, Father, for never giving up on us. Today, Lord, we choose to follow you one step higher, one step fuller, one step greater. I will never let go of these words. They are the life source of all things. Today, we follow you in to the full measure of your resurrection, the realm of the crown. When you were raised up and Daniel saw you, there was given to you a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. And all of David's throne and Solomon's throne and all the inheritances of Judah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the inheritances of all those generations were brought up. And Lord, you became the appointed heir of all things, King of kings. The majestic glory that now surrounds you, the appointed heir of all things, all power in heaven and earth are with you. All the earth is yours, the people thereof is yours. All the spiritual blessing is yours. You are our beloved, glorious King, standing in royalty with the seven spirits of God upon you, with the seven eyes of the perfected wisdom for this last days. You've granted a special, glorious, perfected operation of wisdom for your church, for us as heirs. The dominion that Adam lost is fully been restored sevenfold, a perfected dominion. All things are under your feet. The seven torches that will burn in every continent until your second return, your final return. Those torches will burn past our dispensation. They will be given over to the two witnesses and to the 144, but they're all a part of the realm of the crown. All the inheritances are with you. The seven inheritances are upon you. Worthy is the Lamb who has received all dunamis power, generational wealth, omnipresent, omniscient wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm, all the inheritances going back to Abraham. It's all with you. It's all yours. And today, as you stand in your majestic glory, we as your people enter. We are joint heirs. We follow you. You're asking us to follow you with our faith, to follow you now into joint heirship. We followed you as orphans to sons, as sinners to saints. We followed you to the throne. We followed you in the Jordan. We followed you into the grace of the lily. We followed you into the Father, and now we follow you here. Raised up together, for you have given us our heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of our lips. You've come out to meet us here with the blessing of goodness. You have come out to set the crown of pure gold, woe upon us, the glory of the majestic seven spirits of God. You're bringing us into the realm of the seven spirits of God, into which you crown us. We enter into the crowning. We enter into the seat of dominion. We sit down with you in the realm of dominion, power, glory, manifested glory. We sit with you in the wisdom, the perfected wisdom. We sit with you among the torches that burn. We sit with you and all the inheritances surrounding us now, majesty and glory you lay thick upon us now as you robe us in the majesty and the glory of joint heirship, the dominion. We're clothed in dominion. We're clothed in wisdom. We're clothed in the seven inheritances as you hand the seven torches to us for the administration of global evangelism. We're clothed in the full measure. The Spirit of glory is resting upon us. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord are with us this day. the majestic glories upon us this day. Him that was and is to come. We stand in the midst of the realm of that was and is to come. The Bana, the operation that transcends time, that transcends all of Mammon, the operation that transcends all that is dead, the creative realm of life that's here. All that is dead will live again. Today we sit down in the recognition that all things are under our feet. Poverty, debt, lack, need, and destruction. Sickness and infirmity. Chaos. All of this is under our feet. And we command this day for the harmonization of the kingdom of God into our realm of the earth. As we sit in this elevated realm of dominion, all the spiritual blessings are upon us. Thy will, Father, thy will, your perfect design for the last days, harvest for the last days, dominion for the last days, be done, accomplished on the earth. As it has been accomplished in this realm, the crowning has already commenced. We're already heirs. We're already been crowned. We just didn't know it. Now we do. We enter into those things that are in you, Father. We see the day and the hour approaching now with the opening of the scroll. We see the Lamb that is worthy to open this final book for humanity has been sealed. This glorious day of the church for the reigning of the kings and priests, where the seven spirits of God will be brought out from this realm into the earth. And you will spread a table before us in the earth in the presence of all our enemies. You anoint our head with oil and our cup will run over. It will run over. You anointest our head with oil and our cup will run over and over and over and over. Today we sit down and wonder. When we stand up, we ask you to stand with us and make your abode in the earth. Lord, I see you've come out to meet us as the Lord of hosts, the glorious angelic armies, the ministering flames of fire that are now circling about us, standing about us, row after row after row after row. The glorious angelic army of the crown, angels of governmental army, warrior angels, breaker angel, messenger angel, the hornets that sit before us, that makes the crooked place straight, all the healing angels. The day and the hour fastly approaching where the whole realm, Father, will come down into the earth. For I decree and declare as I hold the foundation of this constitution to you, this final latter-day house that the Lord himself built and laid the foundation for. That we decree and declare the foundations of this house has been laid, and according to your word, it will finish. He will finish. We despise not the day of small beginnings of the earth. We lay down all preconceived notion, preconceived understanding. We remove the crown from earthly events. We remove the crown from political events and political politicians. We remove the crown. We loose it from the earth. And we present it again, Lord, to come out your way, to flow out your way. It's not our job to know where the crown goeth and who it resteth upon. It's ours to bring into the earth, to set it the table for the last days. We rejoice to see the plumb line in your hand, Lord, with those seven eyes that will come out from this realm into the earth. Those seven eyes will surely be with you in the earth. They will be with us in the earth, you in us, and they will go forth into all the earth. They will pour out from this place that we sit. They will pour out into every nation. Seven torches burning. A decree in heaven, seven torches burning, seven continents filled with the glory of God. The whole earth in this hour will be filled with the glory as Isaiah said it. This is that day. This is that hour. This realm in earth, Father, as it is in heaven, let it rest upon the King of Kings in us. Let it all come out and make your abode. Bring the whole throne down for the day of release, for the 7 days of light. Who art thou, great mountain of mammon, before this word, this crown? You are surely leveled ground. Your defense is parted from you. We shall bring out the crowning stone, shouting, grace, grace, double portion, the double tree grace. Oh, it is alive and well here, Father. Earthly events have not in one iota affected your plan or your purpose. All of your thoughts for our generation, sealed in a book. All your thoughts for the final rule of the church age, sealed in the first seal of the book. Open the scroll. Release the glorious seven spirits of God into the earth. Your response to the corruptions of that Babylonian harlot that sits upon the waters, to the injustices that have been brought forth, not only in our nation, in all nations. Her blood runneth in all nations. Your response. They that say they are Jews but are not, serve the synagogue of Satan, the elite, masters in their own mind of the universe, their whole system, all that they've worked for is going to bow and be grinded to powder. Your response for all the injustices, the great seven spirits of God will be brought out and given to your church globally. The crown is alive and well. I commit my heart, my faith, and this house to stay the course and not be moved by what we see, feel, or hear until the day that table spreads across this altar for all to see. And will not let go no matter what. No matter who stays or who goes, we will not let go. This is who we are. And I do not apologize for it to anybody. We are servants and bond slaves to the crown. There is no other course, Father, but the one we've been set on. Grant the corporate alignment of the house, the fire to burn. Let those torches burn again. Let that lampstand burn in our heart. Remove the dullness. Remove the Poneris eye from the congregation. Pull back the veil and let us see the glory again. Open the scroll. Open the scroll.